this special meeting of NEPA.
Now I am. So just for everybody's information, the mics came around and turned them on. If you want to turn them off, you can do it with the button on the front of the mic. Otherwise, they're hot and always on. So everybody can speak without having to turn them off and on. So I'd like to call the special board meeting of SEPA to order. Sharon, would you please call the roll?
Will, Amelon?
Here.
Bynum?
Here.
Severson?
Present.
Skilling?
Here.
Lynn?
Here.
Benson?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Hagerman?
Here.
Prisanka?
Here.
Von Bargen?
Here.
Thank you. Is there anyone on the phone that would like to introduce themselves? No response, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Under communications and lay on the table, of course, there's a lot of stuff that we received this morning in regards to governing documents, that kind of stuff. But I want to make a correction in case the public is listening, is in the Ketchikan Daily News, there was an article in regards to this meeting, and they had indicated it was for discussion of rates, and that's not what this meeting is about. So I just wanted to make that clarification. Also, by the email that I draft, have it as a lay on the table. It's in regards to the committee that was assigned to work with our CEO. And I would like to request that we have a special meeting in regards to finding out what the findings are and how that meeting went, and then potentially having whatever business we need to conduct at the end of March meeting. So I guess I would, you look at the dates that are there, there's some availability, the 10th, the 18th, and the 19th.
Correct.
So I guess what works for the group and...
Chair, can that be a teleconference or a...
Yes. Teleconference.
Yeah, we have our assembly agreement.
Let's take that one out then, right?
No.
So yeah, it's just a calling meeting. Okay. You want to set a date now? And
yeah.
Okay. So do I have a suggested motion?
I vote.
I move that we have a special meeting on
the
10th of March.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. 3 p.m. works for everybody. All right, good. So there's a motion on the floor in regards to a special meeting to discuss the committee's findings for March 10th at 3 o'clock. Any discussion? Hearing and seeing none. Sharon, would you please call the roll?
Amelon?
Yes.
Severson?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Prisanka?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Also, there will be breaks in the meeting today. We're looking at 10 a.m. There will be a lunch from 12 to 1, and then we'll have another break at 2:30. They're around what the staff is doing and setting up, so those are pretty set-in-stone type times that we can do that. Also, at 12:45, we'd like to take a group picture or photo for the website, so just so everybody knows what's going on. Yeah. There's no help over there, Steve. All right. So at this point, I'd ask if there's any disclosures of conflict of interest. Hearing and seeing none, we'll move on to the introduction of the board members. So Carl, we can start. What do you got? Approval of the agenda. Excuse me. Yes, I skipped right over that. So you have the agenda before you. Do I have a motion for approval?
Move to approve the agenda.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion, additions? Hearing and seeing none, please call the roll.
Prisanka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Severson?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Thank you.
So that brings us on to the induction of board members, and so we can start with Carl.
Carl Amelon, City Manager, City of Ketchikan.
Steve Prisanka, Borough Mayor, Frankel.
Paul Lynn, Petersburg Assembly.
Carl Hagerman, Utility Director, Petersburg Borough.
Robert Larson,
Absent board member Peter.
Bus Killings, Ketchikan.
Jeremy Bynum, Ketchikan, Public Utilities.
Lisa Von Bargen, Borough Manager, Frankel.
And I'm Bob Sievertson, Mayor of the City of Ketchikan. And thank you for that. And there's going to be an opportunity, I think, during the work session for us to get a little more information about ourselves. So, that brings us to the next item of business, which is our election of officers. And at this particular point, we would start with item A, which is the chairman, and we'll receive nominations.
Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Bob Lynn for chairperson.
Any other nomination? Oh, does the nomination need a second? I don't think they do.
No.
Any other nomination? Hearing and seeing none, those nominations would be closed. And would you call a roll on the?
We don't need to vote on it or anything. They can simply nominate, but we need the vice chair and the secretary.
Yeah. Okay. So then that brings us to the item. Well, he's the only candidate, so he's by unanimous consent, I think.
Yeah.
So it brings us to item B, the vice chairman. Do we have a nomination for vice chair?
Chair.
Yes.
I did nominate Bob Sievertson for vice chair.
You know, it's pretty easy when everybody's named Bob, right? All right. And then we're on to Secretary Treasurer. Do we have a nomination for Secretary or Treasurer?
Chair, can I make one small suggestion about this officer position?
Yes.
If they could, I think it's most helpful to the agency to have someone serve as secretary treasurer who's from the city of Ketchikan. We find that signing minutes and certain documents eases the work of staff. So I know that narrows the selected, but it doesn't matter if it's a serving a voting board member or an alternate.
Okay.
Either can serve. Just a suggestion.
Thank you.
With the other community, Dr. Buck.
Yeah. Well, so do I have a nomination for Secretary Treasurer?
Mr. Chair, I'd nominate Cliff Skillings to be that individual.
Yeah, it was a setup.
We're changing your name to Bob.
Yeah, it's going to be Bob now. Yeah.
You're now Bob. You're Darryl.
Yeah.
I like that clip, Bob.
Hearing no other nominations, we have a slate of officers, and so we should, Bob, I should welcome you up.
Please take over for the rest of the.
Okay.
Since you started, I would appreciate you take us through the meeting.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I don't think that's a good idea. Why would you do that? We have a good chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not appropriate. So
I would like to offer up that if you would like to take a 10-minute break and get caught up with the train chairing if you need to, or if you feel that we can shuttle Bob along okay on.
I think the agenda is pretty straightforward from here on out, so yeah, I think we'd be fine. So Bob, you want to come up and take this?
All righty, we'll make a switch here.
Yeah.
And if I make a mistake, I'll blame it on Bob.
There you go.
It's
that
always
works.
Bob's.
I prefer to say Robert.
Perfect.
We have one other item here to go forward. The persons to be heard. Do we have anybody that on the phone or wants to be heard on?
I have plenty of things to talk about.
Okay. Not hearing And not hearing anybody that wants to be heard, let's move on to the idea, our number six here, introduction to SEPA. And I believe, Trey, you have want to make some introductions?
Yeah, I'll just do a quick one here. We'll get the share right there.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I'm just going to take a second here to introduce Kirk Gibson. Some of you may already know Kirk, and we've Kirk has some history with the organization, and I've asked Kirk to come this time and kind of give the introduction to SEPA, just as just kind of change it up a little bit and give you a little different perspectives of somebody, I'll say a little bit further outside the organization with regard to some of our founding documents and such like that. And so Joel and Kirk have worked together for quite a while, and then once we get done here, then I'll introduce our facilitators that we have for the work session. So back to you, Mr. Chair.
Could I add just a couple things about Kirk before he gets started?
Should I leave?
No. typically you should, but just a little bit deeper background, if you don't mind.
Sure.
That, as you all know, the history of this organization started as the Four Dam Pool Power Agency. Kirk and I were at a former firm, Ader Wind, together, and Kirk has been involved in the energy side for the Four Dam Pool for decades. Not that he started when he was 10 years old, I think. At the restructuring, Kirk and I worked shoulder to shoulder on restructuring the agency. All of these documents that are kind of the founding core agreements of the agency, Kirk had a strong hand in, most particularly in the power sales agreement. So he brings a depth of experience, also working with Golden Valley, Bradley Lake, which is the only other joint action agency in the state of Alaska, which he currently represents and has for a long time. So I think, in my opinion, he just brings a wealth of experience of Alaska energy law to us, and we're fortunate to have him.
I'll go up here so I can see all of it. Can only go downhill after that introduction. So might as well start it. Anyways, I am Kirk Gibson, and as Bill said, I've worked for the Bradley Lake Project Management Committee. Well, you know, I think 25 plus years, and I've outlasted all of them a couple times, you know, so it's a good thing. But I got to go back to the original thing here, and then this is the guy that did that logo. Now, if you like the logo, I created this logo way back when, so I'm going to put that right here. But, you know, I thought I'd have 3 to 5 minutes, so I had a quicker thing, but I can certainly elaborate as I go along. But what I'd like to do is sort of provide you the structure in a skeletal way, and then landing at the operational power sales agreement and the absolute beauty of it all. Now, certainly Joel and I are both biased about the quality of the power sales agreement, but it was a real challenge as a normal power sales agreement goes. We had two dams, three parties, and we had to figure it out. I believe it works, you know, unless one of you guys pigeonhole me and tell me it doesn't. But anyways, you have this on your website, and I recommend anybody that's like sort of new into that just to have it printed out, and I have one two here, and just look over it once in a while, because it sort of refreshes you like how things fit together. But I'm here to tell you how it fits together, and we'll go from there. You know, back in 2000, Four Dam Pool started. And 2009 is the date that SEPA started the power sales agreement. So we're 10 years into it, you know, and it's a 25-year agreement. So 30-34 is when the power sale agreement is over. SEPA, as Joel mentioned, I'm moving over to the structure and the governance here, and it's a joint action agency. So it has to have by statute and the rules a joint action agency agreement, which is basically a lot of that is put forward in the statutes and how things are going to work for the structure of what I'll call the entity.
Then you go down into the bylaws, and the bylaws tell you, the directors, how the duties you have and how to act and when you're going to act and how you're going to do it, and the decisions, how decisions are going to be made. But so, as you well know, the bylaws and the JAA, in a sense, are managed by the five board of directors. Two coming from Ketchikan, Swan Lake, you represent, in a sense, you come from the facilities that the two dams, again, three utilities, two dams, and then Tai Lake has the Petersburg and Wrangell utilities. But key to everything that you do here is SEPA is a separate entity from your utilities. It's hard to take hats off and put them on, but you are SEPA when you're here. You go back home, you're with your utility. And of course, we had to create the rotating chair, and I'm going to ask a couple of you over the course of the day or so, how's that working? Because it was a difficult drafting and a difficult negotiating issue when we were first doing it, but we had to figure out some way to get equal footing for every board and the two sides of the facilities. So then you get down to the power sales agreement, and as Joel said, our fingerprints are all over that, and you should use us as resources while you have us if you have any sort of intricate questions about the power sales agreement, because few know it better. You know, I lived with it. We gave it birth, and we moved forward with it. You know, along with the board and some machinations and some public meetings, it came out the other end. Now, the power sales agreement is what is the glue that sticks the utilities and SEPA together. It's a contractual arrangement. And again, 25-year term, we're up in 2034. The way it works out is we have two dams that need to be used to make sure they're optimized and maximized. If you do that, everybody wins. And so the contractual commitment is that the utilities, well, the SEPA will sell all the output from the two dams, and the member utilities must purchase it. That's the deal. And of course, some of the utilities, Ketchikan for one I can think of, and there's one down in the Petersburg Wrangell I can't think, but they have existing facilities. When we entered into this, it's natural for the community to say, well, wait a minute, what about our facilities we already have? And they're grandfathered, and they can take those, but at any other moment, they must take power from SEPA. The more power, the maximization and the optimization, you keep your rates low. And that's the thing. It's an important requirement. But you must purchase from them. SEPA's charge in the arrangement is that they must maximize the resources. Well, you know, that's an interesting phrase, maximizing the resources. How do you do that? You know, what they want to do is optimize what comes out of the facilities on behalf of all three communities. And that's where the operations plan comes in. That's sort of the guiding document for the power sales agreement to come on an annual basis. So if you had like a 5-year plan, you know, or 25-year plan, in this case, the power sales agreement, then you have the annual sort of update of how we're going to do it this year. And the power sales agreement and the operations plan are designed to prioritize the efficient and prudent use of Swan Lake and Tai Lake. That's what it's there for. And the operations plan, you know, the first thing you do is you estimate what the firm power requirements are for the communities. And then they figure out what the dedicated output is are going to be from the respective dams. And then what falls out of that is what we've termed additional dedicated output. And that's sort of the extra that we might not need, might need. And that's where the operations plan, you sort of have to hammer that out, knowing the best you can. To repeat, everybody wins when that happens. I like to think of this arrangement, and there's none like it that I know of in my my work, but it's a beautiful Alaskan arrangement. It can only happen up here, and it will only happen up here, because you have to get along and you have to do it, and part of it is people in Alaska versus the elements and all those kind of things. But they came together, four dam pool. You had four dams, five utilities, and they were scattered, you know, throughout the whole Alaskan region, Kodiak, Copper, and coming down here. And when the Four Dam Pool and SEPA, in a sense, split, it was almost like the beginning of an organization where they get up to the teen years and they just can't coexist anymore. Co-ops want to do things that co-ops could do, and the munis wanted to do or had to do things that muni do. So it was the proper thing to do. But now with the tie line that you have, you've reached efficiencies that they never could. The Four Dam Pool was drawn down or hindered by things that were happening that you had no control over. So what you've done is create local control for the Southeast, and I think in a sense of it was a win. It was a win-win-win. You know, Copper got what they wanted. Kodiak has what they wanted, and at times, I want to say, I guess they're over 90% achieved pure green power on the island. So it's nice to be able to do that. But also, you've taken hold of your future for your communities, and it stayed at 6.8 cents. I mean, it's for this many years, and you know, there's always going to be things that pull at your sleeves and your elbows and stuff. But it's a beautiful arrangement. I thought I'd have 3 to 5 minutes. Okay, so I can expand on any of this, or we can talk about it, but in detail. But the challenge that I guess I would leave you with, as a sort of an old guy that's coming back to see his baby, you know, is that the operations plan and the power sales agreement were designed to be cooperative and haggled about, you know, in a sense of what is the guiding principles that you want the agency to have those days. It's not what's best for my community. It's what's best for the whole. And that I'll leave you with that. I certainly answer any questions, but we might as well move on to the real work.
Yeah. I think we have a few minutes if,
okay, if that'd be great.
The board has questions for you.
Well, that shows it was a thorough presentation.
It was very thorough. Hi, I'm Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Okay, sorry.